Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. You wanted to talk about, you're getting a lot of texts and calls after the show every time you're on because you're now just, you know, such a big deal. You're the junk guy here at WGN. About comparing and contrasting your prices and your services against all the other junk removal companies out there. I get it all that time. Well, I called this guy. I called that guy. I went online. I'm like, good. Go online and deal with some putts that you'll never see located in Montana that you won't be able to get a hold of when you need to get a mortgage. And then call me back when him or her blows it up. Okay. So right. Can you cover that for us, please?
Yeah, so it is, you know, the season for junk removal, or as David, you say, Hazarai, right? Is that right?
Hazarai. Hazarai, you got to roll it.
Yes, absolutely. So I really want to really help out the listeners in, you know, choosing a right provider, right? Not one shoe fits all. So there are many things to think about and criteria to really evaluate and ask questions, right? Because it is a very competitive market. So first of all, is their pricing clear, right? Do you really understand how the pricing works? And is the price guaranteed? So you don't want to be in the middle of a removal per se, and all of a sudden your vendor comes back and says, "Well, by the way, I have to add another $200."
Sorry, Mr. or Mrs. Smith, we didn't think it was going to take up that much room in our truck, and we got to juke you for an extra couple of Benjamins. Right?
That's right, so, yeah. Exactly. Because they're in the middle of doing it, right? What are they going to say?
Right,
exactly. So it's really important to ask these questions. Other things like, do I have to do anything in preparation? Do you do all the work? Well, that's why you're paying the companies, for them to do the work. So make sure they are doing that work for you. You have people coming in your homes. Make sure they're background checked. Make sure.
Kind of important.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times with realtors too, they'll trust a lot of these companies to come into the homes that are with a key lockbox. So you want to make sure when you're working with junk removal companies, you're asking these types of questions.
Do you do a lot of realtor pre-move cleanup stuff like that? Like somebody's moving, there's a lockbox on it that a realtor put it up, and they give you the code 1234, and then you go in there, clean out what needs to be cleaned out, and then put the key back and lock it back up?
We do that all the time.
No way.
Yeah. In fact, yesterday we had a customer give us a call and say, my closing's at 9 a.m. I found out that my estate sales company didn't actually clear out the home. So we are called up. We pride ourselves in same day service. So we head over there and we found out there's four trucks later, which is for us, again, another one of those important questions, which we'll talk about here, of stuff that we had to pull out.
Yep.
So this person who was living in another state didn't know, thought that the house was empty. Lo and behold, at the closing time, realtor goes, We have a problem.
Yeah.
This is not empty.
Oh, my God.
So
they did the final walkthrough and everything's still there.
Correct.
Oh, my God. There are realtors like going, yeah, it happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
Right? You don't think about this stuff.
So we are that bat phone, right? That hotline of realtors in the event this happens for closings.
Well, I was doing it more upon trusting the background because you could send out a crew. Right, you get the code, you pop the box open, you go in there, you do what you got to do, and then you seal it up. And typically, the realtor doesn't change the code,
right?
Because that's the code for other realtors to show the house.
Well, you just gave my code away, so I got to go home and change my code 1234.
On everything.
You told everybody.
I know. Stephen A. Leahy, Bannockburn, off of Route 22, across from the McDonald's, right over there, off of Waukegan. One car garage. That's kind of a big deal.
It is,
right? I mean, that's a security
trust is
thing.
Important
because you could have workers after they're off go back because they know there's nobody in the house. Go back and they're, oh, you know what? I saw that nice little painting that was still on the wall, and they could rip it and run. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yep, absolutely. So those are, you know, again, I said before, four trucks I mentioned in that one issue.
Jeez.
And important question to ask.
Yeah.
When your company is quoting you in trucks, well, is it a semi or is it a pickup truck?
Right.
There's differences. So
how big are your luggers?
Our luggers?
Yeah.
So our guys?
No. Yeah. Your trucks.
Our trucks. Yeah. Right. So in terms of our trucks, we have two sizes.
Okay.
One's 16 cubic yards and one's 32.
All right.
So it's very important to always ask that question, like how big are your trucks? Because if I go to you, David, and say, hey, I've got a quote for $500 and it's half a truck. And I go to Steve and he's like, well, I got a half a truck for $400. Well, If they're the same truck, fine. But if they're different trucks, you got to know that.
Right.
Right? Yeah, no.
Yes, Roy.
Bob, I have a question I didn't get to at you at breakfast about. I'm wondering, as a consumer, I've got all this stuff I want cleaned out. But if I call your guys, they'll clean it all out. But I want to see, you know, because it's buried. And there might be things in there I don't want them to throw out. So do you get that request often?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they can sit there and work with your guys. You'll work with a
yes.
customer like that. Because to me, that would be important.
And that's important for us to know up front, too. Right. So what we do is we'll stage things in an area for you to start going through. What's important is that we keep busy, right? Because we don't have to charge you for that time, obviously.
Yeah.
So we'll work on a plan where we set things aside. We'll work on other stuff to be packed up while you get an opportunity to look through.
Thank you.
Best advice we always say is go through, identify the things you really want, set it aside ahead of time, and then let us deal with the rest, or let your company deal with the rest.
So in those cases where the realtors call you or the seller calls you because the realtor's like, hey, we got a problem, right? We got a mess in aisle 5. You're getting the call directly from the homeowner who's got the closing coming up, which means the transfer of the property.
Right.
Which typically means 9.9 times out of 10, all of your stuff is out. So the seller is gone, and the buyer, who's typically has a moving truck backing into the driveway as soon as the closing's done, when they get the keys to either start moving, movers are moving in, or they're moving their stuff in ahead of the movers coming the next day or in a couple, 3 hours, whatever it is. So that house has got to be spotless.
That's right.
That's wow. Right.
And a lot of times we live what's the seller's fallacy. Oh, yeah.
We'll get to it.
The next buyer will want it.
Yeah.
They want that, you know, 50 cans of paint that are about 20 years old or this, you know, wood that was lying around. No, typically not. So those are also those emergency calls. Hey, we want this stuff out of here.
We got this one.
Yeah.
One of my good friends, right? His daughter was closing on a home in Park Ridge. The owner left this ginormous air compressor because he did something with air compressors. I don't know what you do with air compressors, but Roy, you know. But he's got this gigantic machine, air compressor, and he just left it there. So we're at the closing. Right, I walk in. Hey, how you doing? Last 15 minutes. Hey, how you slapping backs? Right, shaking hands, kissing babies, slapping backs. You know, giving hugs. Hey, everything go good? Wires here. Then I leave. Okay, I'm gone. So I'm there, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, what are we going to do about the air compressor? They're looking at me. I'm like, dude, I don't even know what an air compressor is. Right. So back and forth, they had to come out with a quote unquote junk company like yourself to replace it. It was like 700 pounds.
Right.
You know, and this poor gal's walking in there, right? She's a 30-year-old teacher. She's not moving an air compressor. And she's like, what the hell do I need an air compressor for? I don't even know what an air compressor is. So that stuff happens all the time?
All the time.
All right. All right, listen, we got to hit a break here because I'm getting the high sign. We've got 2 more hours in the show to go over all the other stuff, so keep your notes handy. If our listeners want to reach out to you, especially realtors or individual listeners selling their homes in the Chicagoland area, you're a huge resource. How do they get a hold of you?
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865 or online via junkluggers.com.